Hello, I'm John Francis.
And I'm Elizabeth Stimson.
And in this part of Chatterbox, we'll have Information Desk and our second feature for you. But we begin with more news from Norwich, including the discovery of ancient wall coverings in King Street and a campaign to stop lead thefts from Norfolk churches. But first, a cafe with a difference in tribute to Princess Diana.
A dementia cafe has been opened in Thorpe St Andrews with a special tribute to Princess Diana. The Thorpe St Andrews Dementia Cafe was opened by Town Mayor Councillor Ian Mackay at Roxley Hall. The opening brought residents and people living with dementia and local businesses to the River Green at the hall, where a memorial to Princess Diana was unveiled to commemorate her 56th birthday and 20 years since her death. In the year where the Diana Award launched a kindness initiative, Thorpe St Andrew Town Council chose to mark this occasion with the launch of the cafe. It opens from 10 a.m. till 12 p.m. on the third Wednesday of every month and features a relaxation room and a sensory garden for people living with dementia and their carers to enjoy. The relaxation room was funded by the Ivy Child Trust with local art and photography, lounge seating and a fireplace. The relaxation room and sensory garden were dedicated and blessed by Thorpe St Andrew Rector, the Reverend James Stewart.
Wallpapers believed to be from the 18th century have been uncovered during restoration works at one of Norwich's most historic houses. Contractors from the builders R&J Hogg uncovered the series of 63 wallpapers when removing 1970s boarding during restoration work at the Grade 2 star listed Howard House in King Street. Most of the wallpapers were obscured by sooty grime and only came to light after chemical and fibre analysis carried out by the team from Lincoln Conservation, experts in historic interiors based at the University of Lincoln. The renovations being done by Orbit, developers of the neighbouring £70 million St Anne's Quarter. Maggie McCann, Orbit's development director, said the discovery of wallpapers and artefacts, such as the 130-year-old letter found last year, is very exciting. Working with conservationists has been a very important part of our development at St Anne's Quarter to ensure any history uncovered is carefully recorded. Howard House was a grand summer home for Henry Howard in the late 16th century, and the building has stood empty for more than 20 years.
A campaign to safeguard the future of churches in Norfolk is securing funds at a rate to protect a new building every day. Churches across Norfolk have been suffering from a sustained spate of lead theft, with, on average, 3 to 5 buildings targeted every month. But following the launch of a campaign spearheaded by Norfolk's Police and Crime Commission and supported by the Bishop of Norwich and a number of other charities, it is hoped the threat can be stopped. The Roof Alarm Scheme, which is backed by this paper as part of our own Stop the Roof Raiders campaign launched last year, has already received £250,000, which includes £100,000 from the PCC's office. At the beginning of August, enough money was in the coffers to fit alarm systems to 50 churches. It has been revealed a further 30 churches will be secured in the new year due to funds raised since the launch of the scheme. We still have quite some way to go to alarm all the churches we consider at risk. That is why this appeal is so important, said Norfolk PCC Lorne Green. I see this as an invest to save project. If you strip £10,000 off a roof, that is a tremendous burden for the local community.